Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us on the show. Mega Millions now up to $640 million.
Not after I win it.
I mean, any time, let's face it, any time that the number's over a half billion, I think it's time to play.
You can't lose. You can't win if you don't play. And you sure can't lose for only spending a dollar for a shot at half a billion.
Half a billion. We love it. $640 million.
Why is it when you say $640 million, it doesn't sound as much as half a billion? Half a billion just sounds better.
Of course it does.
More than half a billion dollars.
More than half a billion dollars. How about that?
I'll buy my own IRL raceway with that.
I mean, you want to blow your money on asphalt? That's up to you. Yeah. I know we're going to have Pete Long on here in a few moments.
That is correct.
Are we all set with Pete?
Not quite yet. Pete's in commute, and he's almost in a spot where he's able to pull to the side and talk to us a little bit about the Northumberland County All-Star Girls and Boys basketball game. Pete, of course, longtime coach at Lourdes Regional High School as well for basketball, and sets up this annual tournament every year to benefit the Northumberland County Recreation Commission Scholar Athlete Fund.
Tremendous. I think it's worth going to seeing just for that reason.
No,
you'll see some outstanding talent.
You're going to see a lot of 1,000-point scorers from the region. The really neat thing about the way they do this is the Northumberland County schools are on one team, and then they open things up to the surrounding counties on the other team. So you will see some teams. They're all District 4 teams, but you're going to see some players that you may not have had a chance to see in the regular season, which is kind of fun because you get to see those really, really talented players from outside the immediate area too. Mm.
Great tournament, boys and girls basketball.
Yes, and they play it in two halves, like the college. They set it up like the college game. There's a media timeout as well, and we do everything but a shot clock, pretty much.
Right, it's great. That's tremendous. It sounds like it's a great setup. There'll be a lot of talent on the floor, and should be a great day. A lot of fun for everybody. That's why we're going to talk about it here with Pete in just a few moments. Meanwhile, the Final Four is taking place in New Orleans. Superdome. Talked about how they're going to take the court and plop it in the middle again, and that is an issue. I mean, it's an issue. They've only shot 38% in games in the 9 games that they've played with this configuration.
Why did they choose this?
For people
and more money.
Mm-hmm. By centering it, far more seats are actually available with a view of the court.
Interesting.
And that's the reason why. Because when they put in the end zone, for example, I remember being in the Georgia Dome in 2001, and they put in the end zone, which is the typical configuration. In 2002, they were going to have the Final Four there. It turned out it was the one that Maryland beat Indiana in the championship game. And they're showing me that, well, all these, they can get people to sit in the seats in the upper deck up to this point where they can't see anymore. They can get them up to the upper deck at this point where they can't see anymore. And they have to really angle it so they can see. They just can't put people down at the far end. They can't see anything. They can't see the court. By centering it, everybody can see the court. Not only is it centered, but it's elevated. And that's the other part. It's an elevated court on top of it. So these are two things that they are not used to.
I didn't realize the elevated part. Mm-hmm. You might have said that. I just didn't really realize that.
It's an elevated court.
That should be entertaining.
Well, I mean, that's part of this configuration. So the combination of the two, not being great for the offensive part, for the basketball teams. Eagles All-Pro offensive tackle Jason Peters tearing his Achilles. Suffered the injury 3 days ago. Picked up a trade from Buffalo for 3 draft picks for the 2009 draft. He's been named to every Pro Bowl since 2007.
That's a big, big loss to see.
It's a huge blow. Surgery to repair the tendon scheduled in Philadelphia will be performed by Dr. Steve Rankin. And that is a crushing blow to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Pretty soon, you know, people won't want to, players of all sports won't want to go to Philadelphia for fear of a tendon issue.
Well, let's say how he did it, though.
No, I hadn't heard that either. He was working out in Texas is about all that you hear. He didn't, you know, what he was doing or anything like that, but he was working out when he ruptured it on his right leg.
So that is a huge blow to Philadelphia. I mean, this guy has played 5 years with the Bills and 3.5 there as a starter. And, of course, the Eagles picked him up at a trade, and he's been a starter and a Pro Bowler every year.
Not to mention you have a quarterback who's kind of vulnerable, too. And when you have a guy up in front that you can count on to protect him.
Well, if you're LeSean McCoy, you're not crazy about this either.
Well, that's a good point.
This is your guy. Look, 9, 10, and 11, he's been a Pro Bowler with Philadelphia. So, last 2 years of Buffalo, he's a Pro Bowler, and all 3 years with Philadelphia, he's a Pro Bowler. So, Jason Peters ruptured Achilles, he tore it. He has surgery done. His season is done.
Yeah, so it's at least 4 to 6 months of no football activity.
Right. That is a huge blow to the Eagles. Something they didn't need. The only thing out of this where if you're going to look at an optimistic point of view is that it happened March 27th and that for the 2013 season, he's going to have an additional how many extra months beyond the year? What, 5 extra months? So you're looking at 17 months before he actually has to be on the field again for Philadelphia.
That's a long time to try and stay in shape.
Right, but I mean, that's what you have to do, though. Travis Ford, the basketball coach at Oklahoma State, went out on his own and bought 400 student tickets for Oklahoma State's WNIT championship game against James Madison Saturday. Coach went out and did that on his own. Now, if you recall, when Penn State played down at LSU, the Lady Lions did. Coach Johnson, Coach Les Miles, baseball coach, all ended up buying student tickets. It turned out they didn't give away a lot of them. There wasn't a great student turnout, but they did do it. And Travis Ford buys 400 to the WNIT championship game for the students. So, I mean, that's a great move on his part. Yeah, it's a great public relations move. We're going to be talking with Pete Long in just a few minutes.
He's actually on the line right now.
Your moment is at hand.
Pete.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Pete, great to have you on the show today. I know Kevin has a bunch of questions for you about your great basketball tournament coming up.
Well, thanks. It's an honor to be on here with you, Mr. Jones. I'm a big Penn State fan, and it's nice to hear your voice.
Well, Pete, first of all, I think it's great that what you're doing with this particular tournament, showcasing boys and girls basketball at their best to remind everybody, number one, of the quality of basketball in our great area here, and at the same time, the benefits out of it. So I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. And like you said, it's all about the student athlete when it comes to high school sports, and we're happy to put this on for everybody.
Pete, this is the 12th year for this particular basketball game, and you've done a great job at organizing it and getting the money together every year with some of the sponsors that have been involved, as well as the admission, and it all goes back into like your scholar athlete fund. Give us an idea of what happens to the money that's raised here and how you use that money in the fund.
Absolutely. First and foremost is our we give the money to student athletes through our scholar athlete program. The 11 secondary schools that we have in Northumberland County, we give a $200 scholarship to both the male and female students of each of those schools for their higher education when they move on after high school.
And that's a great opportunity. You know, any little bit helps at this point. And
oh, absolutely.
That's what really makes it really, really, really a benefit to those kids that are playing them. Plus, they get a chance to kind of get with each other outside of the competition zone. I mean, this is a really laid-back game, and I've been happy to call it for the last couple of years as, on the air. And it is a very laid-back game. All the players, all of a sudden, you know, all those walls through the year that through the season's been up is down, and you start to see them having a little bit of fun, and that's fun to watch too. And I know from a coach's perspective, that's an awful lot of fun to see and get a chance to work with all these guys. Talk about how you select some of these players. I think I lost him.
Nice going, Kevin.
Look at that. I put him to sleep. we'll try.
Nice going, Kev. Way to go.
You know what? People are right. I do put people to sleep. That's amazing.
I mean, I don't get this, Kevin.
What's that? You know,
I bring on guests. They're all here. They're set to go. I bring them in from New Orleans. I bring them in from Columbus, Ohio. Uh-huh. I get them in Madison Square Garden. You get a guy on Route 15, you lose him.
Well, let's just say the cellular signal coming through on in the coal region is a little hit and miss from time to time, and I think we just missed one of those towers.
I mean, I sit here, and I mean, my guys hang on.
Oh, come on. That's not fair. I got beaten up by the cell phone towers.
You're being beaten up by cell phone towers? Come on.
I can see Pete right now. He's like going, well, I'm talking, but nobody's there. What's going on?
Yes. Well, this is not your day, man.
Let's take a break and we'll get him back on the line. All right.
Maybe I don't want to take a break. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? Don't make this any harder.
We'll come back with more of the Steve Jones Show. Get Pete back online in a few moments here on WKOK.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
At Comfort Specialists, they know that when you're comfortable, life is good. Outside, the birds are chirping. Inside, your heating and cooling system will be purring when you visit the pros at Comfort Specialists.
At Comfort Specialists, they know when you're comfortable, life is good. With over 70 years combined experience, their factory-trained Comfort Specialists provide you with total heating and cooling comfort. Right now, save up to $1,250 on a qualifying trained system with an instant rebate. Or or choose financing as low as 0%. See Comfort Specialists for all the details. They are a trained Comfort Specialist dealer, but they can service all makes, models, and brands. They're on call 24 hours a day at 1-888-524-HVAC. They're online at yourcomfortspecialists.com. That's Comfort Specialists with an S.com.
Comfort Specialists. Because when you're comfortable, life is good. Attorney General Pennsylvania Contract Registration Number PA002058.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show from the Sunbury Motors Studio. It's great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon. And it's great to have Pete Long back on the line. I know that every time Kevin seems to set up a guest, this seems to happen.
You know, Pete and I do like each other. We get along. At least I thought we did anyway.
Yeah, I apologize. Modern technology is great when it works.
No. I think it's what we call Pete the Her effect.
Could be. I can't deny that right now. I mean, I got nothing that I can't deny it at all.
I mean, I have guests on from New Orleans, Columbus, you know, Madison Square Garden. My guys are all there.
I can't get them from Cole Township, you know. Pete, what we were chatting about, what I was asking you, I don't know how much of the question you actually heard, but we were talking about how you select some of these players for the tournament. What goes into the selection process?
Well, we have a committee, which is made up of the guys on the recreation committee, and we take a look at, first of all, they have to be a senior. PIAA rules is that they have to be a senior. And then we take a look at the how the team fared and how they fared in their senior year at the high school level. And usually we have a pretty good response with the kids playing in the game, because like you said, it's such a laid-back game, and so they really welcome it and want to play in the game. And we have it on a Sunday night, which is nice because those kids who do play baseball and have track and field, they're able to play in the game usually.
Now, your setup is all the Northumberland County schools and then surrounding county schools. Now, the surrounding county schools, what's your radius usually on choosing those players?
We usually like to go with the Heartland schools first in the District 4 area, you know, like Combing, Sullivan County, Union County, Snyder County, those counties. And then we branch out down into the Schuylkill League county there. That's usually about it. We get some in the Upper Dauphin area and the Greenwood area, but that's about the extent of it.
And who are some of the players off the top of your head that we'll be talking about here on Sunday?
Obviously we have the Danville crew, the Andrejczyk kid, who's absolutely a phenomenal athlete to come out of Danville, and the Pratt kid from Shikellamy, the Chesney kid from Lords Regional, the boys from Southern, the Clebine kids. So we have a nice group of kids that are going to represent Northumberland County.
That's going to be a tough team. Lots of shooters on that team. It'll be interesting to see if there's any passing at all.
Yeah, well, there's usually not much passing. A lot of scoring going on. Kids get to show their athleticism, and it's going to be a nice time.
Yeah, you're talking a couple of thousand-point scorers right off the bat. Now, what's it look like for surrounding counties at the moment?
Surrounding counties, we got some good players. We got the winner kid from Bishop Newman. We got the couple kids from Muncie. We got them from South Williamsport. We got them from Sullivan County. So we have, again, a bunch of good athletes coming in to Cole Township on Sunday night.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. None of these kids on the girls or boys teams get together prior to game time, so there's no real organized practice.
No, not at all.
Which is always what makes us a little more interesting, too.
Yeah, they come and play, and then, like you said, when you see these guys play, they're throwing alley-oops to each other, and they are on the same page, and it's kind of neat to see these guys perform at the level they do, coming in just playing one night together.
Yeah, we've seen some scores in the 70s and 80s over the last couple of years in this game, and it's simply because it's kind of a mix of, I like to call it organized playground basketball.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yep.
Talk about your coaches for the tournament or for the games this year.
Well, I'll tell you, the coach for the girls' side in Northumberland County, I like to we'd like to recognize is Lisa Verano. She's coaching, obviously, Mount Carmel girls went 28-1 this year.
Unreal season.
Yeah, unbelievable season. So we're really happy to have her. And then we have Steve Moser, who's coaching the girls' side. who does a great year last year, making that run in District 4. So we're happy to have him. Then we had the Muncie coach, Jason Gresh, who had a nice run this year in District 4. And we have my assistant, James Sandry, for Lords. That will be coaching the Northumberland County boys.
You got a nice mix of coaches there. And of course, you know, not to mention Lords had a couple of down years, but you guys have done a great job this year at getting things back on track again with a lot of young players coming up. So well-deserved to have that coaching staff represented.
I appreciate that, and we did work really hard, and but it all comes down to the kids and the parents, and we have great kids who worked hard, and like you said, got Lords back on the map. You know, we were a staple in District 4 in the state playoffs for years, and we got back to where we need to be.
The Lee Corbett Memorial Gymnasium is a great venue to watch a high school game, very intimate, and it's a chance that you'll actually, as a fan, be able to hear some of the interaction from the players as they get a little vocal, because you're right there on the sideline. You'll hear the coaches talk a little bit. 6 o'clock is when the girls' game starts, 7:30 for the boys. And Pete, you have a straight general admission fee across the board this year, right?
Yes, Kevin. It's going to be $5. And again, it goes right to our student athletes. And if I can mention, it also goes to, we have a grant program. The Recreation, Northumberland County Recreation Commission has a grant program. Every year we give initiative grants out to local municipalities, nonprofit organizations. We'll give out a grant of $500 to $2,500 to them. And anyone who's interested can go to northumberlandco.org. And go to Assessing Government and go to our online forms under Initiative Grant and can download our grant form and can maybe get some grant for their area.
That's great, and that's a great opportunity to talk about that, and we'll do some of that as well on the broadcast on Sunday night. 5:30 is airtime here on WKOK and WKOK.com, but definitely go out and see this game if possible. We're happy to broadcast it, but it's one that's fun to watch as well.
All right. Hey, thanks for everything you guys do. We appreciate WKOK doing this. The kids love it, and can't wait to see you there Sunday night.
Thanks again, Pete.
Pete, I think it's just a great event, and I think it's just tremendous the way you have that passion to showcase the best of girls and boys basketball in the area.
Thanks, Mr. Jones, and nice speaking with you.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, is your dad in the studio there with you, or what?
It's okay, Pete. Don't worry about it. Remember, years ago I had to tell him not to name his son Ben. All right. Pete, thanks a lot. Good luck with this weekend. I know it's going to be a great success, and we're thrilled to help out in any way we can.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Pete Long of Lords Regional and
great
the director of the Northumberland County All-Star Girls and Boys Basketball games this weekend. You know, as I said, it's a lot of fun to call this game because it's a very relaxed game. There's no real sets on offense, so it's kind of watching free-form basketball, and the kids just do some crazy things during the game and having a lot of fun doing it.
No question. And I think it'll be a great event, but it's, you know, I think you did a great job of outlining exactly what what it's all about, what it means, and I think it's going to be a great event, a lot of fun.
I think one of the things that we may not have touched on enough, there's going to be at least 4 1,000-point scorers on the court and at least 2 at one time, anytime during the games. So that's what's really going to be fun to see how many points these guys can put up, and the girls as well.
News at the bottom of the hour with Matt Farron on WKOK, then open line time at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The Nittany Lions put on the pads for the first time tomorrow under Bill O'Brien as we continue on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. 1-800-795-9565. The Nittany Lions put on the pads tomorrow for the first time under Bill O'Brien. You must have 3 practices in the spring without pads. 2 of them have already taken place. There'll be one other point here in the middle of this thing where they'll bag the pads. You have to have three without. Essentially, those first two are, quote, acclimation. Well, now they get back to work. We'll see how it goes. They're not practicing today. They're going to the coaches' clinics today. So Bill's concentrating on that. And then tomorrow.
Wait. You said that before. Now, I've never heard that before. What is the coaches' clinic? I'm sure somebody's along my line and not heard that before. What is that?
It is what they do is they bring them in, and there'll be a group of guys who will go and see Mac McWhorter, and Mac McWhorter will go through some teaching sessions on offensive line play and what he knows and passes along to them. Bill O'Brien will talk to them about offense and pass along what his philosophy is and how he tries to fit personnel to what he does. Charles London will talk about running back play. Stan Hickson will, and they have, I think, 600 coaches in for this clinic every year, and the coaches clinic number did not drop at all this year. It's right at 600, right where it usually is. But the coaches from all over come over to this coaches clinic in the spring every year. Normally, this coaches clinic is the second week of spring football, and there's a coaches clinic scrimmage, which then many get a chance to go to, and it's the first scrimmage people really get to see. This year, that's not going to happen. The reason is that the second week of this particular spring is Easter and Passover weekend. So because of that, the coaches' clinic is this week, the first week. Thus, the coaches' clinic, there's a practice that goes with it after the clinic's over with. They're just going to do the clinic today. And tomorrow, they'll actually put them in pads, and then the coaches who have all paid to be a part of this seminar will then get an opportunity to watch them go through a practice and what Bill O'Brien likes to emphasize, what he likes to teach, how he goes about it, the pacey, and how he organizes it, things like that, that all these coaches can pick up along the way and maybe adapt to what they have. That's the coaches clinic.
That's a cool idea.
It's been done for a long, long time here. Long time. And Bill just inherited it, and that's what he has. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. What questions do you have about Penn State and spring practice at this particular point? You want to talk about baseball? A lot of people think the Nationals could win this year. Ugh. Not good news for Phillies fans.
That's scary.
Well, scary, except they built a nice young team.
No, it's still scary.
Look, the Titanic sunk 100 years ago on April 12th. Right. Okay. That's scary.
That's scary too, yes.
Okay, that was scary.
You're
okay?
Right.
The Phillies being beaten out by the Nationals may be concerning, and it's not your cup of tea, but it's not scary.
Scary to me. Let's face it, they are the Expos.
Yes.
Just replanted.
They still are the Expos. Yes, they are. Parc Jarry.
Just replanted.
28,000-seat Parc Jarry. Yeah. Well, in 1994, they had the best record in baseball, and just their luck. Strike.
That's right.
Felipe Alou was their manager.
And the Phillies got to be the defending National League champs for a second straight year
because of that. In fact, the Expos, who always had an awesome farm system, that produced the likes of Andre Dawson and Warren Cromartie and Tim Raines and people like that. I mean, they had an awesome farm system. But at the same time, they never made deals to help themselves out until that year. In 1994, they traded to Seattle to get Mark Langston. Now, in the deal, unbeknownst to anybody, they gave up Randy Johnson.
Oops.
Langston went over. He helped the Expos, but then the strike killed the season. Meanwhile, Johnson went on and had a prolific career with the Mariners.
Oops.
Parc Jarry. How about that? Huh? The Expos. They're still the Expos.
They're still the Expos.
They have a beautiful park now, though. Nationals Park is gorgeous.
It is.
Right next to the highway there, right next to the belt.
Easy access.
Yeah.
Metro stop.
Oh, yeah. Can't park. But that's fine.
Yeah, but most of the people that go to those games are on the Metro anyway.
Yeah, they take the
Trust
Metro.
Trust me, I've seen them.
Yes, they're on the Metro. You're
when I'm wearing
right
my Phillies hat, they look at me rather strangely. Go ahead. No. Don't even go there.
I really don't think.
Don't even go there.
I really don't think that's the only foreign hat ever worn inside that park. I mean, Nationals Park is one of those places where a lot of other teams, fans show up.
Well, that's true. That is true.
A lot of them show up. I went to an Orioles-Red Sox game a few years ago. Camden Yards. All right. Two-thirds of the crowd were for the Red Sox. Thought, wow. And the Orioles got the money, but I know they weren't happy about the atmosphere. I mean, you're sitting at Camden Yards. Let's go, Reds. You're going, okay, great. Where are we?
Awkward.
Yeah, not good. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Look forward to hearing from you again. Penn State football, putting on the pads tomorrow, first time. Any questions you may have that I can pass along to you as to what's gone on through the first couple of practices, we'll pass it along to you. Mentioned today's the coach's clinic, the teaching part of it. Tomorrow morning they'll be back at practice. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow. And then they'll go four times next week. They'll go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday next week. Our number, 1-800-795-9565.
What's the ultimate goal here in spring? I mean, is it to find
winning.
Your No. That's your ultimate goal in the fall.
That's the goal.
The ultimate goal in the fall is winning.
What's the goal right now?
What's the goal right now as far as the players are concerned and as far as what the coaches want to see?
Pain. No. The ultimate goal right now is to get a complete handle on what the offense and the defense is. Then once you have a complete handle on it, then do it with the pace and the tempo that they want. They want to be an up-tempo, high-paced football team. That's what they want to be on both sides of the ball. You get there with comfort. Once you're comfortable with what you have, then you can ratchet up the pace. And you can ratchet up the tempo. They've done a good job in the first 2 days of establishing a really good tempo, and I think they're actually a little bit further along. I mean, they have a long way to go, but I think they're further along in terms of the ability to grasp the offense, especially the quarterbacks, which is the news you need to hear. Now, as everyone knows, I mean, Danny O'Brien is chosen Wisconsin. I would have said this regardless. If he had chosen Penn State, it would have made the same statement. I don't like the role. And I stated last year about Russell Wilson, and I stated about Brandon Wood of Michigan State when he went there for basketball. I don't like the rule. I commend them. For graduating. Right? I mean, and that's what it's all about. Because look, 90%+ of football, basketball players are not going to go to the NFL or NBA. 90%+ are not going to go in. They're not going to. Some basketball players may play in Europe. Some football players might play in the CFL, but the percentages are still low. Getting your degree has to be the number one thing while also trying to excel at football or excel at basketball. So getting your degree is the number one, just like it is for any student. Any student goes in there, right? Whether you're a student-athlete or a student-student, the number one goal is to get your degree, which then puts you on the path for a job. All right. So anybody that gets their degree, student, or student athlete, I commend. I don't want, though, this rule to become a mercenary rule where I don't like where I'm at, so I'm going to kick it into another gear and I'm going to graduate, which is great, and then move to another school and take some worthless graduate courses. I think they have to still sit out a year before they play again. Now, if that warps into a sixth year, for example, I still think you should have to sit out a year. Now, Danny has 2 years of eligibility remaining. Here's the next part of it. The move of Danny O'Brien to Wisconsin has an exponential effect on Penn State. And fans have to get used to this, and they're not quite used to it yet. Whatever happens at Wisconsin, Ohio State, Purdue, Illinois, or Indiana has a far more profound effect on Penn State than any other five schools in the country. They're in Penn State's division. Say, for example, you transferred to Michigan State. It would have a marginal effect on Penn State because, you know, Michigan State, you know, they have a crossover game with Indiana and they have to play two other teams in your division. But Penn State doesn't play them at all unless it's in the Big Ten championship game. And, for example, a Michigan-Michigan State game, when they play each other right now, has no effect at all on Penn State. They're in a different division. It's different than it used to be. When it's 1 through 12, then every game has an effect on everybody else. When you're in divisional play, it doesn't. The fact that he's not only not here, but going to Wisconsin has an exponential effect on Penn State because it is within the division. And that's the part that the fans will have to do a better job of grasping over a period of time, and also the media, too, about the meaning of divisional play and that anything that happens, a coaching change, a recruiting class, a transfer, player development, of those five teams in your division, those are the ones that have the greatest effect on you. You're going to be playing all five to begin with, but those are the five teams you have to beat out. Those are the five teams you have to beat out. And I think that's the part that a lot of people have to begin to grasp. That Wisconsin, Ohio State, Purdue, Illinois, Indiana, whatever happens there, coaching change at Ohio State, great effect on Penn State. Urban Meyer's now there. Coaching change in Illinois. Again, profound effect on Penn State. You're going to play them every year, but those are the teams that you have to beat out. You don't have to beat out Michigan State right now. The only time you have to beat out Michigan State is if it turns out you win your division, they win the division, you have to beat them on December 1st in Indianapolis. And that's what divisional play means. That's why his transfer from Maryland to Wisconsin, just like the Russell Wilson transfer, has a profound effect because of what school he did pick. It's a divisional rival. I don't like the rule, though. I still say you have to sit out a year. And the reason that rule was put in place is, for example, Kevin is the head coach at West Virginia. Kevin takes the head coaching job at Illinois, and 35 guys say, hey, westward ho, then go with him. That's why the rule was put in place. Did you leave?
No, I'm absorbing everything you're saying. I'm like a sponge. I you and I have talked about it before, and it makes complete sense. I mean, you understand the purpose for it, but...
And again, I think it's great he graduated. I think he'll help Wisconsin. Right? No question about it. But I don't like the rule where, you know, in other words, if you move down a division, you don't have to lose a year. Right? But here's a guy going from, you know, FBS to FBS, and same thing, goes from one right to the other. That's the part I don't like. I think, you know, I commend him for graduating. That's great. But I still say you should sit out a year. I think he can still have his 2 years of eligibility left. I don't think you have to lose that. But I think you still have to sit out a year. Just my thought. Because I think, you know, the transfer rules are so tough on anybody else trying to do this. And then...
Why should it be easier?
Right. Why should it be easier? I mean, I know you graduated. I got it. All right. I got that part. And I commend that part. But from a competitive point of view, right, it's a rule that is unfair to the competition around you.
It's like making yourself a free agent.
And that's essentially what he did. Now, if he had come here, I want to again say that if he had come here, I would be telling you the same thing. I would have said, hey, it's great for Penn State. You get another experienced quarterback on the roster. But I don't like the rule. Just because it benefits Penn State doesn't mean I have to like it. For Wisconsin, it's a big plus. They take advantage of the rule for the second straight year, and it keeps their quarterback situation, which was very unstable a year ago at this time and was very unstable 3 days ago, and each time that rule stabilized their quarterback situation because they didn't recruit well enough in that spot. They recruited a lot of great offensive linemen and a lot of great running backs. Quarterback had not been their long suit in recruiting. But lucky for them, a farm system exists. All right.
The farm club's available.
Farm club's available. We love it. We'll come back with the final segment of the week. Stop applauding. In a moment on WKOK.
The 2012 Showcase event is here. Plus, it's Truck Month at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Now, get $1,000 bonus cash off new 2012 Ram trucks. That means you can get a new 2012 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x4 pickup with Ram Box towing package and spray-in bed liner for as low as $26,990 at BZ Motors. How about a new 2012 Dodge Caliber with up to 32 highway miles per gallon starting at only $15,630? BZ Motors also has new 2012 Chrysler 200 with up to 31 highway miles per gallon for as low as $17,870. Or take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2012 Chrysler 200s. Check out the $0 down sign and drive leases you can get at BZ Motors. Don't miss the 2012 Showcase event going on now at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Remember, nobody beats BZ, the dealership you can trust. Special financing on approved credit. All prices after rebate and are plus tax, title, and tags.
When you think about better water, think bath time and how nothing helps you unwind like a long, hot soak in the tub. Think incredibly soft, smooth skin, the way better water leaves you feeling wash after wash. Think warm, fluffy bath towels and bathrobes that wear like a hug. When you think about better water, think Kinetico conditioned water. Water that has been rid of hardness-causing minerals. Kinetico water softeners work like no other, supplying a continuous flow of luxuriously soft water without disruption and without use of electricity. After all, better water flows from better thinking.
Purchase a whole house Kinetico water conditioner and receive a free drinking water system valued at $250. That Tri-County Water, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer on Route 11 outside of Northumberland. Online at Kinetico.com.
There's never a boring day when you stop in the 40,000 square foot showroom at Coons Brothers Surplus Outlet. And the prices are as wonderful as the many items that fill the showroom. Save on vanity tops, kitchen sinks, windows, pedestal sinks, floor tile, furniture, laminate flooring, countertops, department store merchandise, and that's just scratching the surface. There's so much to see, we'd run out of room in this message. See more online at CoonsBROSSurplusOutlet.com. Coons Brothers Surplus Outlet, 700 Hepburn Street, Milton.
Have you ever been to Surplus Outlet? There's a lot of places called Surplus This and Surplus That. I'm talking about Surplus Outlet grocery stores on Route 11, Northumberland, and Route 15, Montgomery. Shopping at Surplus Outlet is guaranteed to save you money. They carry the same everyday groceries as the other stores, just far better prices. Surplus Outlet sells produce, frozen foods, and meat products. Surplus Outlet also carries housewares, general merchandise, and healthcare products. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 till 9, and they accept credit cards and food stamps. We all need to save money where we can. I'm doing it by shopping at Surplus Outlet grocery stores.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Nothing like cat scratch fever.
I just like the riff.
Oh, boy. Well, we're 3 weeks from tomorrow away from the blue-white game at Beaver Stadium, and I think there's a lot of excitement surrounding it.
That might be an understatement.
Yes. If the weather is nice, even if the weather's like it is today, it would be, you know, it would be palatable. I think people would enjoy it. And there'll be a good-sized crowd there. Kevin, by the way, will have an autograph tent that'll be set up near the Lion Country Visitor Center.
That'll be great. Actually, it'd be what I'm planning on is I'm planning on joining you on Friday from State College and talking a little bit more about the blue-white game. And then, of course, going to the game on Saturday. Looking forward to that, too.
Huh.
Then coming back in the evening and catching the Bucknell spring game. It's a win-win-win.
Why don't you just go to the Bucknell game?
Nah. I'm going to hang out with you as well. I mean, you know, I want to show you a little love, too. I want to make sure you don't feel as though that I don't care.
Okay.
Feel the love. Feel the love.
Oh, well.
It's getting late. We're all getting a little punchy.
Oh, my goodness. A little late in the week. A couple minutes ago in the work week. I can see people right now hitting accelerators on 15, 147 on I-80 right now. Yeah, but three weeks. Yeah, but they put the pads on for the first time tomorrow, and I'm anxious to see that. When they get, you know, the pads start banging away. By the way, the top tailback for Iowa tore his ACL in practice yesterday.
Ooh.
Again.
Ooh.
I mean, this is, I mean, Iowa tailbacks have had the darndest luck. I mean, bad luck. I mean, he already dismissed Marcus Coker from the team. This kid needed to come through. And he tore his ACL. He's out for the year. Jordan Kadafia. Like, you have to be kidding. And I saw that one. Oh, brother. Now, later in the spring, we're going to hear from each of the Big Ten coaches on their teams.
That'll like be really that. Cool. I like that a lot. By the way, here is the live microphone and cam on Roots 11 and 15 right now. There they go. That's it. They're gone.
Once again, that message from the Pennsylvania State Police and the Ad Council. Ah, yes, indeed. It is the Selins Grove Orchestra. We love them.
Led by Bon Jovi.
Very cool. We always bring in the Milton Singers at some point, don't we?
Eventually, something like that, yeah.
It was a great week. We loved it. Kevin and I look forward to talking to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Don't forget, Kevin's pick for the Final Four, Western Michigan.